Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. Spring awakening along the Gunflint Trail continues providing pleasant aspects of rebirth as April steers closer to May. Our forest world has taken on a renewed twinkle as conifer juices are pumping verdant energy into the drab needles of winter. Folks may think I'm seeing things through colored glasses, but I'm sure as the sun comes up each day that the evergreen world has become brighter green in just the past few days. In the meantime, deciduous brethren of the tree world are beginning to bulge their buds with envy of those woodland evergreen cousins. If the rain gods would cough up a wet contribution, they will be popping out of cold season covers in a hurry. Speaking of rain, or the lack thereof, this neighborhood went for 3 weeks with nary a drop of precipitation. A meek disturbance broke the spell last weekend, but managed only a few hundredths. And part of that was in the form of snow on Easter Sunday, leaving a fresh inch by this past Monday. Then another touch of winter was on the Tuesday docket. Needless to say, the upper Gunflint territory had become seriously dry, so the snow, sleet, and rain since Easter Sunday have been a real blessing. DNR burning bans for Cook County are still likely, but for the time being, wildfire danger has been tempered. Up until the heavenly moisture favor, Mother Nature had been of some benefit in the plight about fire danger, with the liquidation of ice on some lakes. Such has allowed opportunity in a few locales to get wildfire sprinkler system piping in the water and pumping units into operating condition. However, in spite of early ice out on a number of lakes, several of the larger bodies remain at least partially locked in crystal. At the time of this keying exercise, last Sunday evening, I'm told Seagull Lake has opened, and the west end of Gunflint was open too. Nonetheless, ice on the Gunflint Gal at Wildersmith remains intact. My guess is by the time we meet again, water will be lapping at our granite shoreline. During a trip into the village for Easter church services, I crossed paths with several Northwoods bunnies. It was their time to rise and shine as hares, but they were definitely not in attire fit for an Easter parade. One was still in a near-white coat, while others displayed a motley mix of earthen grit. Perhaps they are in a state of confusion with regard to this earlier-than-normal cycle of warmth. For example, in a blacktop encounter, a singleton lagomorph seemed out of its mind as it tried zigzagging to avoid committing Harry Carey in front of my vehicle. Alas, I gave it a break, so Peter Rabbit could hop on down the bunny trail. Still no bear or skunk reports, but another hibernator has been out and about for several days around here. Those spunky chipmunks are busy sprinting here and there, trying to remember where they stashed extra provisions last fall. Again, it would be my guess the red squirrels have already located and consumed the chippy treasures. Life in the wild can be challenging when it's first come, first served. Such is the case for the Wildersmith resident Fisher. The grizzly furball just can't get the timing down in regard to getting here for a poultry part. My distribution comes in the AM, and those Pine Martins have timed it just right for their handout, easily beating the big cousin out of a treat. In the meantime, this Fisher character arrives sometimes in the evening and once in a while in the afternoon, obviously missing its chance for some barnyard protein, and only getting a whiff of what was there. Being relegated to snacking on leftover sunflower seeds, I suppose it must sleep during the AM, after its overnight prowls. If listener readers are wondering why I'm not practicing what I preach about having those bear temptations put away by now, I have never had a bear here in the daylight morning hours. they just might be catching daily Z's at this time, too. Putting limited critter rations out early in the day, they are usually consumed before bear activity commences in the afternoon and evening. Having given you my reasoning on this issue, I might have to eat my words someday. So far, so good, but never say never. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great with often mysterious natural wonders.